Along with Alana Watson, I'm Kevin Willis for WKU Public Radio. On June 19th, hundreds gathered in Bowling Green to celebrate the first Juneteenth as a federal holiday. The day marks the moment in 1865 when enslaved people in Texas first learned they were freed. It's also a day that brings black communities together to celebrate a shared history. As Alana Watson and Colin Jackson report, those taking part in the Bowling Green celebration used the day to not only reflect on the past, but also make plans for the future.
The Bowling Green-based group Essence and Harmony sang at a local NAACP pre-Juneteenth event, showcasing what makes Juneteenth a different type of holiday than what we would normally see on Memorial Day or 4th of July. While those holidays celebrate a collective national history, Juneteenth has traditionally been for the black community to recognize its past and promote advancement.
So we are walking into the Soakie Marketplace, Farmers Market. Here we go. Let's do this.
In the 90-degree heat.
Yes, 90-degree heat. We saw dozens of booths run by black entrepreneurs and groups providing community resources that people may not have access to or even know about, like Black Girl Narrative. Natiya Walker, a Bowling Green native with the group, says their primary focus is mental health.
Oftentimes, minority is overlooked in general, but specifically in minority communities. And we need to let black people know that it's okay to have anxiety, it's okay to have depression, it's okay to go to therapy, and that it's nothing to be ashamed of.
While Black Girl Narrative works to remove the stigma around mental health in the black community, Matthew 25 AIDS Services Prevention Coordinator Leon Hloko says his group does the same for HIV and AIDS.
It's really difficult to get all of our people at the same time to get this kind of audience, so we're really privileged and honored.
Meanwhile, other spots provided the usual barbecue, sweets, and a way to heal the heat, as we found out at an event in the historic Shake Rag neighborhood.
It is quite hot outside, so I think I'm going to get some lemonade. Hi, how are you doing?
I would love some lemonade.
May I?
How many would you like?
I think I'll take one strawberry lemonade.
Sissy's lemonade may have been one of the best cups we've ever had, right?
Absolutely.
9-year-old Midori has been making lemonade with the skill of someone twice her age for 3 years now. Her mom, Salithia Williams, says being at the Juneteenth event meant more than just a chance for the young businesswoman to flex her skills.
We started talking about Juneteenth and what it is, and we went into depth. And she's just like, hey, why aren't we a part of that? Like, that's something, we live right here in the neighborhood. We are black. Let's celebrate us. She's like, and I could sell my lemonade to people who look like me.
That's a common thread that appeared throughout the day. A community coming together to support itself. Destiny Nguyen started Yoni Nurse Magic last fall in Bowling Green to provide all genders with natural treatment options.
We have to realize our importance in the medical world, amongst the medical spectrum, and also we have to advocate for ourselves.
Shake Rag barbershop owner Chris Page echoed that sentiment.
Well, there was a time in America where the black dollar circulated in the community about 30 or 40 times. Now that's down to about 3 or 4 times. So it's important that the black dollar circulates in the black community. So the only way it can circulate community, black people got to open up black businesses.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven.
Back at the Soakie Marketplace, the Bowling Green Freedom Walkers organization capped off the day with speakers and performers. Founding member Karika Nelson says the important thing is education.
That's our big thing, BG Freedom Walkers, with the black community, is that we want to teach them as well as have fun. I want them to take knowledge home with them as well.
She says they're looking forward to doing it again on August 8th, a day commemorating enslaved people in Kentucky going free. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.
And I'm Alana Watson.